Before spring arrives, let's renew and reset with Melissa in the Morning. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Did you know every day Americans consume a total of 400 million cups of coffee? So what does that mean individually? Well, on average, the American coffee drinker will take in about 3 cups of coffee every day. And of course, the numbers add up, considering about 150 million Americans are considered avid coffee drinkers. Now, before you go, Melissa, hold on. I know you don't drink coffee, but you may not realize not every cup of those cups of coffee have caffeine. You're right. You're right. We don't know in these national statistics how many of those cups are considered decaf or caffeinated. This study also doesn't look at all the other beverages that do have caffeine in it, like tea or energy drinks, for example. But what is clear is we probably have a bit of a caffeine addiction here in America. So you know what? What better time to evaluate our own caffeine intake than right now? Did you know that March is Caffeine Awareness Month? Yes, it is. So maybe a goal is to cut back a little bit or to just even take a look at your everyday habits and see, is caffeine taking over a little too much? For that, we turn to one of our doctors who we have on the show pretty frequently of Hartford Healthcare, Dr. Andrew Wong, who is back on the show to discuss caffeine. Hey, Dr. Wong, thanks for joining the conversation. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. I'm good. Good morning. Happy Caffeine Awareness Month.
Yeah, right? I didn't even realize. But you know what? It's interesting. This was actually a topic that came up in our household at the beginning of this year. My husband is an avid coffee drinker, and he actually stopped drinking coffee, I want to say last month. And boy, it was a hard thing for him to do. But he kind of did a little self-assessment and said, you know what? I'm taking in too much caffeine, and I really need to cut back. And what's interesting is, as we've been talking about that, I realized that March is Caffeine Awareness Month. Did not even realize it. But this is something that I know that millions of Americans do have a borderline either addiction or just a lot of bad habits around taking in too much caffeine. What can you tell us from a perspective of a doctor and what we're seeing medically with the impact of caffeine on the human body?
Yeah, So Caffeine Awareness Month, we're talking about being aware of how much caffeine we're drinking and whether we have addictions to caffeine. So to add to some of your statistics, perhaps not surprisingly, about 90% of Americans consume caffeine regularly or daily. That makes caffeine the most frequently used, and caffeine is considered a drug. It's considered to be the most used drug in the United States. In low amounts, caffeine can be helpful, as we know, and that's going to be about 2 cups of coffee or 200 milligrams, which is equal to about 1 sports drink as well, Celsius, for example, or 2 cups of coffee, and that can actually give us benefits. It can reduce fatigue and tiredness in the mid-morning, and it can even lower our risk of depression and anxiety. And it can even curb our appetite a little bit. So in small amounts, and just like anything else that we ingest, it's all about the quantity. Small amounts, we can get benefits. But if we go over 400 milligrams per day, so that's going to be about 4 cups of coffee or more, that's when we really get to see the physiologic side effects as well as psychological side effects. So overuse of caffeine in adults can raise blood pressure. It can cause acid reflux. It can cause panic attacks, and obviously it can cause insomnia as well.
Mm.
So knowing how much to drink is very important.
I mean, and another thing too, Dr. Wong, is we always hear when we think caffeine, we immediately think about coffee. But there are a lot of products that have caffeine in it, right?
Yes, absolutely. Particularly, you go to a gas station nowadays, you see lots of products. It seems the whole fridge is just overrun by all these catchy, colorful new drinks. Monster, Nas, 4-Hour Energy, Celsius, Prime, Rockstar, Venom. And are they just as safe as traditional caffeine, what we call natural caffeine, that come from coffee beans, chocolate, also tea? That's natural caffeine, and a lot of the products that we see now are artificial caffeine, and they're also combined with other types of energy ingredients as well, such as taurine, B vitamins, yohimbine. Some of them have ginseng, and when taken in combination, it makes the caffeine a lot more potent. So this is kind of the background behind Connecticut House Bill 5261, where the state is going to consider banning the sale of banning the sale of energy drinks to really children who are under the age of 16.
We're talking about caffeine because March is Caffeine Awareness Month, and we know that millions and millions of Americans love to have their daily cup of coffee, for example, or maybe you're like me and you need an energy drink. So I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. I know, Dr. Wong, you know this because you are my doctor. I know you know I've never had coffee. However, I discovered Celsius back in the fall, which is an energy drink, and it's supposed to really be a pre-workout drink. But I have it at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's basically it. That and water. That's basically all I drink. And of course, during the commercial break, I thought, don't you dare be a poser and act like you don't have caffeine every day. I do. I looked it up, and Celsius contains 200 milligrams of caffeine per can. That's within your allowance, right? Didn't you say 400 is like the max per day?
Yes, that's right. So okay. With 200 milligrams, that should be enough to get the benefits from caffeine, staying awake and keeping our energy and mood levels higher. It's two cans that we start to kind of get at risk of having side effects or withdrawal from caffeine. So we don't want to drink the can too quickly. So if we can, just try to drink half of it and then slowly drink the rest of it throughout the morning. And we definitely don't want to drink caffeine within about 8 hours of bedtime, because that will definitely cause insomnia. So in the morning, how you're doing it, that is responsible use of caffeine. Celsius also, in many versions, has natural caffeine. It comes from green tea leaf extract.
That's the stevia, right?
Well, you get caffeine from the tea leaves themselves.
Okay.
The stevia is an artificial sweetener. So a lot of the times combining caffeine with sugar like Coca-Cola can cause obesity, especially in younger kids. But in Celsius, a lot of it is zero sugar. It has artificial sweeteners. Sometimes it is enhanced with other stimulants as well, like B vitamins. We always think of B vitamins as being healthy, but when combined with caffeine, can cause a little bit of overstimulation. So I think what you're doing is a good choice, just as long as we're not kind of pounding it and drinking the whole thing in 10 minutes.
Okay, so here's my other question, because this kind of plays into what you were just saying. If you're staying within the amount of caffeine that you have per day, does it matter that you have it every day, or would you suggest that we only have caffeinated items a few days a week?
As far as we know, drinking up to 400 milligrams of caffeine per day, which is equal to about 4 cups of coffee or 2 energy drinks, that should not be harmful. That should not produce any risk of tolerance, where we actually have to drink more and more for it to be effective, or withdrawal. And that's really the tough part, is once we start drinking caffeine every day, our body expects it. And then all of a sudden, like with your husband, Derek, he stopped drinking caffeine, and oh my gosh, you get headaches, you get bad fatigue, you get moodiness. At about 200 to 400 milligrams of caffeine per day, we can say that it is safe for the average adult, not child, so not for someone who's under 18, but for an average adult, 400 milligrams is okay. And there's exceptions if we have high blood pressure, if we do get skipped heartbeats, if we have acid reflux, it can make those worse. But 400 milligrams, believe it or not, it's really easy to go over that with the products we have available today.
Mm-hmm. So here's another thing, Dr. Wong. And again, Dr. Wong is a primary care physician. He's the medical director of Hartford HealthCare's medical group in Fairfield, in the Fairfield region. Typically, people will start drinking coffee or energy drinks, again, to wake up, stay energized. Is there a healthier alternative than taking caffeine?
So if we want something to keep us awake and to keep our bodies feeling well, a lot of people recommend electrolyte substitutes. There's IV hydration. There's coconut water. I personally, in the afternoons, when I know that it's near the end of the day, I'll actually just drink warm water. And the warm temperature actually keeps us a little bit more awake as well, just kind of raising our core body temperature. There's also lower caffeinated beverages. So if it's the early afternoon and you don't want that 200 milligram shot of caffeine from a cup of coffee, we can go for maybe like a tea, which has about half the amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee.
Interesting. And I mean, again, you had already mentioned a couple of ingredients earlier in this interview, but what should we be looking for on our beverages to see, you know, for accountability purposes, to see if we are, A, taking in enough? It sounds like you don't want to go over the 400. But also, you said there were some ingredients that also can have some not so great impacts on your health or how you are that day. What ingredients should we be looking for as kind of red flags to maybe avoid that drink?
Yeah, and it's going to be anything that is advertised or touted as an energy blend. So not just caffeine, but caffeine in addition to, and some of those substances are going to be taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. It's going to be L-carnitine, yohimbine, ginseng. It's a little deceptive because a lot of these substances come in nature, just like erythritol that we've talked about a few times, but in the quantities that they're being added can be harmful for our health. So if it's a caffeinated beverage, I would recommend against going for any sort of quote-unquote energy blend or energy drink because there's substances in there that can cause stimulation in ways that may not be healthful for us.
All right. Well, Dr. Wong, I want to thank you for doing a deep dive into caffeine and talking about this. If people wanted to contact your office, they wanted to have an appointment with you, what's the best way to, you know, to learn more and to get an appointment?
Yes, great. So in primary care, it's really about focusing on prevention and a healthy lifestyle. So, you know, there's one tip I give, 10, 2, and 1. So we don't want to drink any caffeinated beverages within 10 hours of bedtime. We don't want to eat or drink anything, so we don't want to go to bed with a full stomach within 2 hours of bedtime and turn off those electronics, turn off the television within 1 hour of bedtime so we can have a good night's rest. So it's all about prevention. With Hartford HealthCare, we have primary care offices all over Fairfield County and Connecticut. So if you don't have a PCP, we're happy to talk to you about a healthy lifestyle and check your general health. That number is 203-221-3830.
Dr. Wong, I always appreciate having you join the show. Thank you so much for talking about this today.
You're most welcome. Always a pleasure to be here, Melissa.
All right. And again, Dr. Andrew Wong is the medical director of the Hartford HealthCare Medical Group in the Fairfield region, a primary care physician right here on WACC.